Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, wow. This deep dive is going to be intense. We're diving into a letter sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. And this, I got to say, this is a doozy.
Yeah.
This one really hits home because it involves family and it's, well, let's just say things escalate pretty quickly. There's this whole mysterious construction project that's got the listener, I mean, understandably freaked out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, neighbor disputes, right? They're never easy. But when you throw family into the mix, woof, talk about a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And this one seems especially well tangled, like you're trying to untie a knot that just keeps getting tighter and tighter.
It's true. And you know, it's funny because when we first heard about this case, you know, we knew that the listener's stepsister Letitia and her husband Carl were moving in next door. And I have to admit, my first thought was, okay, well, that's a little awkward. But you know, they'll probably keep their distance. I mean, who could have predicted that it would turn into this nightmare?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We often we just assume, right, that family will somehow play by different rules, especially when it comes to things like boundaries and just basic respect for personal space. Mm. And that assumption can make it so much harder to address issues when they do inevitably pop up.
Yeah. Like in this case, it seems like things really started to go downhill with this plan that Carl and Letitia came up with to share resources. At first, it was presented as this very temporary thing, you know, just borrowing a little bit of water and electricity, like to help out the listener's parents. But then it just kept going and going and going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a classic tactic right out of the manipulator's playbook. It's called foot in the door. You start with a small, reasonable request,
right?
Something that seems harmless enough to get that initial buy-in, that compliance. But then little by little, you escalate those demands. And before you know it, what was supposed to be this temporary favor, it morphs into this permanent fixture.
Wow. That makes so much sense. And in this case, it sounds like the listener's family, especially their mom, is just avoiding confrontation at all costs. So meanwhile, the listener is stuck dealing with these mounting bills. And Carl's acting like it's no big deal. I can't even imagine how frustrating that must be.
Well, absolutely. That feeling of being taken advantage of, right? And then on top of that, you've got your own family's reluctance to address the issue head on. I mean, that creates such a massive power imbalance. It leaves you feeling trapped, unheard. And that can be so damaging emotionally.
Absolutely. And then there's the whole permanent hookup situation. The listener mentioned actually witnessing Carl modifying their house, drilling holes, laying pipes, you know, essentially making this arrangement impossible to undo. It's so audacious to think that he would do all of that without their consent.
It is. It really is. I mean, the audacity of it all, it really suggests a level of entitlement and a complete disregard for property rights, you know? And if we look at this bigger picture, it's possible that Carl is intentionally creating a situation where disentangling yourselves becomes practically, you know, impossible. It's about entrenching himself and Letitia, making them seem indispensable.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can't live without them.
Wow. That's actually a really chilling thought. And then it gets even creepier, right?
Yeah.
The listener mentioned overhearing Carl and Letitia talking about fixing things and fortifying their position. I mean, in this context, those phrases, those are seriously unsettling.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, those cryptic comments layered on top of everything else that's been happening, it's like throwing gasoline on a fire, you know? It would fuel anyone's anxiety. It really would. It plays into that primal fear of the unknown. You know, you're living next to these people who are clearly up to something, but you don't know what it is. And that uncertainty, that not knowing, it can be incredibly unnerving.
It's so true. And then boom, the fence appears. This massive steel wall goes up, completely blocking any view of their property. The listener mentioned feeling boxed in, like their own home is becoming, a prison. That's such a powerful image.
Walls and fences, they can be so symbolic, you know. Yeah. It's not just about privacy. It's about control and dominance. You know, by erecting that barrier, Carl's essentially claiming that territory as his own. He's cutting the listener off visually and just reinforcing this feeling that they have no right to question what's happening, you know, on the other side.
Yeah. It's almost like they're not content with just taking resources, right? Like they want to control your line of sight as well. It's like they're trying to erase your presence entirely.
It's a way of minimizing your perspective, you know, making you feel insignificant in your own space. And this can be a very deliberate tactic to undermine your sense of security and self-worth.
Yeah. It's awful. And then as if things weren't bad enough, the bills start skyrocketing. The listener's seeing these massive increases in their water usage. Their mom is complaining, but still no one's confronting Carl and Letitia about it. It's like you're under siege in your own home.
It is.
Yeah.
Living with that kind of constant stress, it's incredibly draining. The mounting bills, the feeling of being ignored by your own family, the looming presence of that fence, it all creates this pressure cooker of anxiety and helplessness.
And then the listener wakes up one morning and hears this sound. It's the sound of cement being poured right near their water line and septic tank. But because of this tarp that Carl and Letitia put up, the listener has no idea what they're doing. Can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, it just sounds incredibly unnerving to have this mysterious construction happening so close to vital utilities.
It is. It really is. You know, that's one of the most troubling aspects of this whole situation, this lack of transparency. It raises so many questions. What is Carl building? Is he trying to cut off or control access to the listener's water or their sewage? This kind of strategic ambiguity. It's a classic manipulation tactic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It keeps you in this state of constant anxiety, wondering what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
You're left feeling powerless, hypervigilant,
yeah,
which can really, really take a toll on you mentally and emotionally.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in a moment of what I can only imagine was just pure frustration, the listener decides to try and confront Carl directly. It sounds like, you know, they were just hoping for some kind of explanation, you know, maybe even an apology.
Right, right. Confronting a manipulator, it's always a risky move. They often thrive on conflict. They're skilled at deflecting blame, you know, turning the situation around to make you feel like you're the problem.
And that's exactly what happened. Instead of getting answers, the listener was met with this silent, intimidating stare. I mean, no words were spoken, but the message was loud and clear, right? It was like, back off.
That silence, it's a powerful weapon. It's designed to just completely shut down communication,
mm-hmm,
you know, to make you feel small and insignificant. Mm-hmm. Carl's basically saying, I'm in control here and you're going to follow my rules.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
It must have been just incredibly disheartening to try and assert yourself only to be met with such a chilling response.
It's classic gaslighting. By refusing to engage in a meaningful conversation, Carl is invalidating the listener's experience. He's reinforcing his dominance.
Yeah.
He's essentially saying that the listener's feelings, their concerns, they just don't matter.
And so here we are, the listener is feeling trapped, broken, and with no clear path forward. You know, I want to just say that I really admire your courage in sharing your story with us. You know, this kind of situation, it can be so isolating. And it's so important to remember that you are not alone.
You're absolutely right. It's so easy to internalize this kind of abuse and start blaming yourself, mm-hmm. you know. But it's crucial to remember that none of this is your fault. Carl and Letitia are the ones behaving badly,
yeah.
and you deserve support and validation.
What are some things that our listeners should be aware of in terms of, you know, the impact that this might be having on their well-being? It sounds like this has gone way beyond a typical, you know, neighbor dispute.
Yeah, you know, you're right. This is a pattern of manipulative and potentially abusive behavior. It's important to be aware of the signs of trauma. You know, things like anxiety, difficulty sleeping, you know, hypervigilance, feeling constantly on edge. These are all normal responses to an abnormal situation.
What I keep coming back to is how this isn't just about, you know, property lines or unpaid bills. It's about your sense of safety and security being violated in your own home. That's a profound violation.
Absolutely. Your home should be your sanctuary, a place where you feel safe and in control. Carl and Letitia have systematically chipped away at that foundation, leaving you feeling vulnerable, powerless. It's essential to acknowledge the emotional and psychological toll this has taken on you.
So what can our listener do to start, you know, reclaiming their sense of agency in this situation? I mean, it sounds like they've tried communication and that hasn't worked.
Mm. Well, first and foremost, I would recommend seeking professional help. You know, a therapist who specializes in trauma and abuse, they can provide invaluable support in processing your emotions, developing, you know, coping mechanisms and just exploring, you know, healthy ways to move forward.
It's so easy to think, oh, I should be able to handle this on my own. But sometimes having that objective, you know, experienced professional in your corner can make all the difference.
Exactly. They can help you understand the dynamics of what you're going through and validate that your feelings are justified. It's not about being weak. It's about taking care of your mental and emotional health, which is paramount in a situation like this.
Besides therapy, are there any practical steps that our listener can take to protect themselves?
Documentation is crucial. Keep a detailed record of everything. Bills, dates and times of interactions with Carl and Letitia. Any evidence of their activities, photographs, anything that corroborates your experience.
It's hard to think clearly when you're in the middle of such a stressful situation, but having that documentation, it can be so empowering later on, especially if you need to seek legal advice or involve law enforcement.
Exactly. It's about shifting from a position of passivity to one of action. Mm-hmm. Even small steps like keeping records, it can help you feel more in control. It's a way of saying, I see what you're doing and I'm not going to let you get away with it.
You mentioned legal advice. Is that something that our listeners should be considering at this point?
It's definitely worth exploring. A consultation with a lawyer who specializes in property disputes or harassment can help you understand your rights and your legal options. Depending on the specifics of your situation and local laws, you know, you may have grounds for restraining order or other legal action.
I imagine it can feel daunting to think about taking, you know, legal action, especially against family members.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's the only way to protect yourself and set those clear boundaries.
Absolutely. It's not about being vindictive. It's about prioritizing your safety and well-being. And remember, there are resources available to help you navigate the legal system, you know, legal aid organizations, victim advocacy groups. They can provide guidance and support throughout the process.
So seeking therapy, documenting everything, and exploring legal options, those are all important steps. What else can our listener do to start, you know, reclaiming their power and moving towards a sense of peace and security?
You know, connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
Support groups for victims of harassment or neighbor disputes, you know, they can provide a safe space to share your experiences, get advice, and just realize that you're not alone in this.
It's so easy to feel isolated and like no one understands, but knowing that others have walked a similar path can be so validating and empowering.
It is. It really is. It's about rebuilding that sense of community and belonging that Carl and Leticia have tried to erode. It's about finding strength and support in numbers.
Yeah, it sounds like taking those steps, you know, finding that support system, it could be a real turning point in this whole situation. It's about shifting the balance of power, you know, back in your favor.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about reclaiming your voice, yeah. your agency, and just refusing to be intimidated any longer. It's a process, and it won't happen overnight. But every step you take towards protecting your well-being, it's a victory.
Yeah. As we've been talking about, you know, all of this, what's really struck me is how this has impacted you on such a deep level. You know, this isn't just, you know, a disagreement with a neighbor. It's shaken your sense of security in your own home, your trust in your family. That's a lot to process.
It is. You're absolutely right. What you're describing is a form of emotional abuse. It's insidious, and it can have such lasting effects on your self-esteem and your ability to trust your own judgment. It's important to remember that healing from this kind of experience, it takes time and support.
So often we think of, you know, we think of abuse as something physical, but the emotional and psychological scars, they can run just as deep, if not deeper.
Exactly. And those scars can manifest in different ways. Anxiety, depression, difficulty sleeping, you know, hypervigilance, even physical symptoms like headaches or digestive issues. Mm-hmm. Seeking therapy, it can be such a crucial step in addressing those symptoms and developing, you know, healthy coping mechanisms.
I think it's so important to emphasize that seeking help is not a sign of weakness. It's actually an incredibly, incredibly strong and courageous thing to do. It's about acknowledging that you deserve support. Yeah. And that you don't have to go through this alone.
I couldn't agree more. Reaching out for help, whether it's to a therapist or a support group or even a trusted friend or family member, it can be such a powerful act of self-care. It's about reclaiming your voice and your right to feel safe and respected in your own home.
And that's such a crucial point. Your right to feel safe. This situation has robbed you of that basic sense of security, and reclaiming that should be your top priority.
Absolutely. And while it might feel overwhelming to think about, you know, all the steps involved in getting there, remember that even small acts of self-assertion, they can be incredibly empowering. Something as simple as standing up for yourself, you know, saying no to an unreasonable request, it can start to shift the dynamic.
It's about those small victories, those moments of reclaiming your power that can build momentum towards a more positive future.
Exactly. And
yeah.
And remember, you don't have to have all the answers right now. This is a process.
Yeah.
And it's okay to take things one day at a time. The important thing is to keep moving forward, even if it's just one small step at a time.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, and I want to leave you with this thought.
Yeah.
You are stronger than you think. You've endured an incredibly difficult situation, and the fact that you're seeking information, seeking support, it shows your resilience and your determination to reclaim your life.
I second that. Remember, you are not alone. There are resources available, people who understand what you're going through and who want to help you heal and move forward. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for support.
You know, as you navigate this challenging situation, remember to be kind to yourself. Celebrate those small victories. Mm-hmm. And never lose sight of the fact that you deserve peace, safety, mm-hmm. and respect, especially in your own home.
And one final thought to leave you with. Trust your instincts. You knew something was wrong from the very beginning. You felt that unease, that sense of violation. Honor those feelings and know that you are not overreacting. You deserve to be heard, to be believed and to live free from fear and manipulation.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.